Welcome to Rider Club Radio, the podcast all about Kamen Rider. I'm your host, Jeff.
And I'm Liam. And Jeff, might I say you sound phenomenal for somebody who's dying of an illness right now.
I am in the hospital hooked up to a respirator. So if you hear that sound in the background, that's what that is. The slower and slower beating of my heart on that monitor.
If Jeff just goes quiet during the episode, that means he's died. I'm just going to pick it up from there.
This podcast has claimed two lives now.
Wow, it's like it's fucking cursed or something. This might be a short episode because Jeff is deathly ill and I'm in a hotel room. If you can hear elevator noises in the background, it's because my room is right next to an elevator. So...
Or he is not in a hotel at all, and he's just going to, like, fake bellhop voices and shit in the background the whole time.
I'll try and make it sound like a fancier hotel than it actually is, don't worry.
Are you enjoying your penthouse, sir? Today we're going to talk about the newest episode of Kamen Rider Drive, which is episode 23?
24? 24. I don't even fucking remember.
I don't either. We're really bad at this. Damn.
Is the number really important, though?
No, it's not really important. This is the return of the Mad Bomber, What Bombs at Midnight.
Yeah, we had a sort of breakup in that two-parter with the hour-long Ninja special last week.
Yeah, this episode started, and I was like, what the fuck happened last episode?
Needed a recap.
There was some ninjas?
Something about Badan? I don't know.
Yeah, so we'll do a quick recap of this episode. First off, Chase is awake again, and he's sorry for what he's done, everyone. He wants to rejoin the team.
Kiriko and Chase are such a funny couple. She's like, oh, Chase, I believe in you. And Chase is like, I tried to kill you once, and then I tried to kill you like 100 more times, and every time it looks like I'm about to become good, I try to kill you again. They keep reprogramming me. There's literally no hope for me, Kiriko.
And she's like, you saved me that one time, though.
You
so
were
I still
once,
believe in you.
So, I don't know.
And after that, we got treated to Go crying for like 20 minutes about how he's not as good as Drive.
Go in this episode. This was... I thought this was going to be the start of a longer arc than it ended up being. And I thought maybe it would end with Go getting an upgrade. But I guess I'm stupid. Like usual.
How many series of Kamen Rider have you watched, Liam? Because secondary riders getting an upgrade is already, like, an amazing thing that never happens.
Well, hang on. Meteor had Meteor Storm. Beast had the final Beast mode. They had, like, final forms that weren't just the fucking one-third season upgrade slapped onto them.
Go might still get that, but it's gonna be like he gets tossed a bone later on down the road. Although I highly doubt that if they made a specific point to say that his system is based on his confidence and he'll get stronger by himself.
Yeah, I don't know. Go...
That's pretty much writing their own check that they don't have to make any shit up further down the line.
Yeah, it feels a bit like a cheap cop-out because of toy politics. For those of you that are watching this in the future, in this episode, Go gets really rightfully pissed off that he sucks and his belt is broken and he's just worthless compared to Drive. And that's his whole... conflict throughout the episode is like, I'm not useful anymore, I can't fight Roid Mews as good as Drive, he doesn't need me around. And the end of his arc in the episode is him just being like, nah, I don't need an upgrade, I don't need to get stronger, I'll just keep doing what I'm doing. And he gets poisoned like twice, he still gets his ass kicked, even after his revelation. It's...
Maybe I am uncool now. No. It's everyone else that's wrong.
Am I out of touch? No, it's the special investigation team that's wrong. He does win in the end, but like, it's like the writers are taking a fucking jab at him. Like, he still gets his ass kicked the second time, and he only wins through, like, ridiculous willpower, and...
Well, there's a struggle. It's not like a normal Kamen Rider fight, like right after you get an upgrade, you kick the monster's ass automatically. It wasn't like that. There was a bit of a struggle this time, which was nice to see. But you're right. In the Kamen Rider scheme of things, it does really seem like he just got his ass beat for a little while and won because he had to in the end. But a cool little bit at the end of the episode, like I'm skipping everything for this since we're talking about Dead Heat, and...
This episode wasn't very meaty, to be honest, so you can go right ahead.
Hart is like, yeah, somebody has finally overcome the dead zone, which is the only thing keeping him from being, like, super OP unstoppable, mm-hmm. is the dead zone, and so he's got his eyes set on Go.
So at least there's a hint of things to come.
That's pretty much what we've gotten forever with this show, a hint of things to come.
Man, I sure can't wait for the episode where it all comes to a head.
The last
17 weeks, yeah.
How about that, like, when Rena turns around and she has that other belt, and she's like, oh, I already made this other belt to experiment on, and then winks at the camera and smiles real big. Wink!
And then it cuts to Machine Chaser. Oh! What's gonna happen? There's the we found out what the photo guy was doing this week too. The phone high school dude who was taking pictures of all the bombing locations.
Everything and, fit together.
And we were right last week. He was involved. He wasn't the Roid Mute, obviously, but the Roid Mute was copying him, and they were in cahoots. So there's that.
Yeah, but the mystery was solved fairly early in this episode.
This whole two-parter part is just kind of bleh. It exists so that fucking Maha has an excuse to not have an upgrade for a while longer. Because it was the same thing. It was a Roid Mute causing mayhem, and then there was a human that he had teamed up with, because, oh, the human, he was just a mischievous soul. But he didn't want things to get this bad. And then the fucking Roid Mute dies, the human sees the error of his ways and goes to the hospital, or the fucking police. And then everything goes back to the way it was before, except Maha's, like, he doesn't want an upgrade. So, what the fuck? I don't know.
Nothing changed.
I didn't like this two-parter at all.
There's one thing about this episode that I really enjoyed, and it's the fact that this is the only Roid Mude so far, that has actually been scary when you think about it for a second. Like, that speech he gives where he's like, this is a game of chicken and there's only one end, when you die.
Yeah, he was...
And he's, like, stalking this guy and blowing shit up everywhere he is. It was actually a scary thought. Like, a Roid Mute taking over your life didn't seem that bad before. You turn red or blue or whatever and you go to the hospital. Or you get to watch an anime together with another version of yourself. Mm. It sounds great. Maybe not the hospital. They have free healthcare in Japan, don't they?
I have no idea. But yeah, this week's Roid Mute was very threatening, which was nice. It was a nice change of pace.
Yeah, he wasn't just, like, goofy. A lot of the Roid Mutes end up being kind of goofy.
He really wanted to fuck up this dude's life. So.
And he was gaining such enjoyment out of it, like glee at fucking this dude's life up until he dies.
Yeah. It was a good monster of the week, I guess.
Also, as soon as the chief put the cuffs on the guy, I was like, boy, I wonder what's going to happen in this hilarious situation.
Oh, that chief, he's so wacky. I love him.
I like the chief.
I know.
I enjoyed him on the screen.
I know you like the chief. I don't really like the chief much.
I like that the chief and the kid felt a connection together because they're both brazen cowards.
They almost died together.
I love that they're, like, screaming the countdown and then it comes back later and they're screaming it's 10 seconds after.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot more to get into this, except it seems like we're on the path finally. Although I guess we have been forever, to getting Kamen Rider Chaser.
We've been on this path for, like, 3 months now.
It's a long path. It's winding.
It's a slow burn.
But the more I look at, like, I've seen a lot of the scans for, like, the Detail of Heroes books that has Kamen Rider Chaser, like, more close-ups and stuff up. Mm. The more I'm seeing of that suit, the more it's actually growing on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't say I feel the same way.
I feel that way about a lot of suits in Drive, really.
Mm-hmm.
Not Type Technique.
No, never Type Technique. Good Christ.
But Type Formula grew on me that way. I like Type Formula now.
Type Formula didn't have to grow on me. I fucking loved it when it was first revealed.
Type Wild grew on me as well.
Wild grew on me a bit. Every time I look at it, I can't help but feel like the crotch of the outfit is way too low And it's not. I know it isn't, but it looks really low for some reason. It looks like Tomari is low riding whenever he has type wild. Maybe I'm crazy.
I want somebody to keep track of every time we talk about a Kamen Rider suit actor's crotch or ass on this show.
The pelvic region in general.
I feel like it's a lot.
Like I said, you can't talk about Kamen Rider without getting on butts eventually.
But Chaser's suit is growing on me. I can't wait to see it in action. Especially like that huge fucking axe that he has. I can't wait to see that in action.
That ginormous, like, battle axe with the signals on it.
Yeah, because he obviously was moving towards that with his all long-distance weaponry.
Mm-hmm, with his all traffic signal-based weaponry that he's used. Is that all for this episode? Is that all for Drive 20?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Like you said before, this episode didn't really have a whole lot of meat on it.
Yeah, kind of a lame one.
I believe there was a news story you wanted to talk about.
Yes, this was shared to me by a friend. I guess his screen handle is Groundman003, so thank you, buddy. This was given to me just now before this Skype call. Apparently, at the Japanese DVD and Blu-ray release for Dracula Untold, I don't know if you've heard of that movie, I haven't seen it, but at the Japanese DVD and Blu-ray release, Hiroshi Fujioka, the actor that played Kamen Rider 1, burst onto the scene wearing European knight armor and brandishing a longsword, and displayed a bunch of fine swordplay, and then complained the Japanese men were girly and weren't having enough children. What the fuck?
Fucking poor Fujioka has just lost his mind. Alzheimer's has set in early for him. All that jumping around and hitting his head on things.
He was languishing in his room about the Japanese birth rate. He's like, I need to get an outlet. I need somewhere where I can yell this in a camera.
The best part about this story is that as of this time, the person on the Tokusatsu Network who reported
it wasn't the Tokusatsu Network. It was Crunchyroll.
Yeah, the person who reported it through Crunchyroll is unsure whether Fujioka was even invited to the event or not.
That might have been a joke. I find it hard to believe. Like, Fujioka, unlike most other Kamen Riders, is still a respected actor. I find it hard to believe he would just bust into a DVD event complaining about birth rates.
I want to distance myself from this story by saying that I could absolutely see this being totally made up. And I am not going to put my seal of approval on this story for whatever 2 cents that shit's
worth. I'm putting my seal of... There's a picture in the article of Hiroshi Fujioka wearing the armor and brandishing a sword.
That picture gave me a huge boner. I'm not even lying. Like, you guys don't know, I'm such a huge fan of, like, medieval everything. Like, knights are my shit. Play a knight in every game I'm allowed to play a knight in. I have a sword, but no neck beard.
Jeff loves knights, and Jeff loves Hiroshi Fujioka. So when you put them together, it's like...
It's like chocolate and peanut butter having an orgasm in my mouth. It was the most amazing.
It's incredible.
I want to see more photos from it. If you guys have any photos from that, please send it to our Twitter. It's at Rider Club Radio. Or you can email them to us at riderclubradio@gmail.com. I want those really badly.
Yeah, take the opportunity to plug all of our social networks right in the center there.
I'm not actually aroused by them. I'm not going to beat off at them or anything. I just think it's cool. So.
Please send all of the pictures disclaimer. To my private email address, please.
Put that disclaimer in the description of the video. Jeff will not masturbate to pictures of Hiroshi Fujioka that are sent to us.
Strictly for non-sexual reasons.
I'm going to print them out as a mosaic and hang them on my wall.
Yeah, of course. It's not every day that you get to see Hiroshi Fujioka in a night outfit. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I've never seen that movie. I'm not even sure if he's in that movie.
Oh, I'm almost certain he's not. I think he was just there promoting it. Like, it's an American movie.
But, yeah, if anybody has any more information about that, send it on over to us. I wanna learn about that event. I wanna know what was going
the
through
story is,
Hiroshi Fujioka's mind.
The story is developing right now. This is top news.
He's right, though. That's, like, a big crisis that's happening in Japan right now that no one's having enough kids.
You can thank anime for that.
You can thank anime for everything.
I wonder if they're... This makes me wonder if Kamen Rider is subtly trying to push the, like, have children angle. Like, you notice how at the end of Gaim, the main character's name just escaped me. Koda.
Koda?
Koda was essentially, like, in a stable marriage relationship at the end of Gaim. Do you think that might have been... Do you think Toei's trying to push that angle? That, like, young kids implant the seed, as it were?
Are you wearing, like, a tinfoil hat right now, by any chance?
No, but, like, they do it with video games.
That is some fucking, like, R conspiracy theory Reddit-ass ideas you're throwing out here.
They're doing it with video games right now. There's a really obscure JRPG on the 3DS right now. I'm trying to convince two people. My lady friend is in the room looking at me really weird right now. There's a fucking JRPG on the 3DS right now called Conception, Please Have My Children, or something like that, where the goal of the game is to fight monsters and have babies with the game's various women. And the developer said that it was meant to entice, like, otaku shut-ins like myself to have children.
Yeah, that is exactly what they need to have children.
Video games.
Just the impetus from a video game. Not an entirely new look and outlook on life.
Here's this 300-hour JRPG, now please go and fuck women.
Forget the clothes, you don't need that shit, you don't need the money, you don't need the status, you need a fucking JRPG and you get all the pussy.
Like I said, they're trying to implant the idea when the kids are young. I don't know. You know what? I'm going to be looking out for that in future Kamen Rider episodes.
If Chaser and Kiriko get married and have, like, a million robo-babies, I'll believe you.
Have a little, like, Terminator baby.
I look forward to that.
We'll see. We'll see how that goes.
There is one other thing I wanted to talk about. And yeah, it's sort of the elephant in the room of two American or North American guys sitting around talking about a Japanese show like Kamen Rider. It's what do we get over here across the pond?
Nothing.
That has to do with Kamen Rider.
Nothing.
What got us into it besides the internet? Well, I'm here to tell you that I watched Kamen Rider when I was a wee kid. You know how? You know how, Liam?
I know how, but I don't want to say it.
Well, back then, Saban was rolling in the dough. They figured out a way that they could just take a bunch of footage that was already shot and bring it over here, fill in the scenes where people were not wearing costumes, and just package it like it was all made by them.
I'm sure.
No production costs. $0 to make.
I'm sure everybody listening to this already knows this, but, you know, Power Rangers was just made with footage from Dinosaur Squad Z Ranger, just sort of interspliced with footage of American actors.
Yeah, that's like Tokusatsu 101, but what you might not know, of course you all know this shit, you're listening to a Kamen Rider podcast, but
they might not know.
Saban was like, we need to figure out more ways to make all this money, right? We need to make some more moolah on this shit. What can we do? Toei was like, hey, we have this other series that's been going on just as long. It's called Kamen Rider. And they were like, what the fuck does Kamen mean? So then we got Masked Rider.
Oh, boy.
And I understand the thought process. They were like, alright, we can't use, like, Zetto or Jay or anything, because we've run out of footage really quickly.
I've got something to say about that later, about Zetto.
So let's use Black RX. Kamen Rider Black RX. Which is already not picking not picking the best fruit from the tree.
Not exactly the cream of the crop when Black was right around the corner.
Yeah, they just didn't want to go back that far, I guess. They didn't know any better. It was just a bunch of people speaking, like, moon language to them.
Yeah, it was a bunch of suits, I guess. They don't care.
They were like, kids will eat this shit up. You know, who cares?
So they thought.
They were wrong. And it might have something to do with the fact that they put no care into making the characters in this show. And in hindsight, it's really easy to see that the Power Rangers are all, like, one-note stereotypes of what high schoolers are like.
Mm-hmm.
But there's enough of them that they create one coherent character.
The thing with Masked Rider is, it's like, it's not even, like, Power Rangers is kind of crappy. I'm sorry to any Power Rangers fans out there, it's kind of shitty. But, like, it's not even that Masked Rider was as bad as Power Rangers, because it was worse. Like, there was an episode around when Masked Rider was about to start of Power Rangers, where, like, they crossed the two series over. I watched it on YouTube recently. I went on, like, a Masked Rider kick. I've never seen it before, and I wanted to see what the hell it was like. And I regretted every second of this little venture. But there was a little crossover episode where the Power Rangers, the original Zoo Ranger team, they go to another planet where Masked Rider lives, and they fight with him. And when they're doing the suit footage and stuff, all of the Power Rangers sound like professional actors, and the guy playing Masked Rider sounds like a fucking fan dub. Like, whenever he jumps through the air, or moves his arms, or punches, or does anything, the actor always goes, he makes these fucking stupid sounds.
Except way more high-pitched than that.
Yeah, I can't get past them. Like,
just to give you an idea of how bad Masked Rider was, if you've never seen it. Masked Rider was so bad that I, as a child who played the Bubsy games and enjoyed them, turned it off every time it came on.
That's whatever the opposite of a seal of quality is, that's that.
And speaking of, this has nothing to do with Kamen Rider at all, but Saban was also trying to figure out more ways to make money, so they licensed Juco B-Fighter several Metal Heroes series beyond that, in order to create Big Bad Beetleborgs and VR Troopers.
Wait, hang on, wait, before we move on to this, one last thing about Masked Rider that I was
going to loop back to it, but go ahead.
I said earlier that I was pissed off about Zeto, and that's because when they were making Masked Rider, they had like 52 episodes of Black RX to take footage from, and they still took footage from Zeto for the first two episodes.
Yeah, they used Doris.
And they splice in footage of Zeto with footage of Black RX, like kids aren't going to be able to tell the difference between the two suits. They think they're being so clever, but it's disgustingly obvious how little effort is put into this product. Like, you think Power Rangers is low quality, cheap, just, like, pushed out, but, like, Power Rangers has nothing on Masked Rider. Nothing.
Power Rangers cost, like, $5 an episode to make or some shit. Like, they had to buy a stick of gum for the actors. But Masked Rider took -$20 to create every episode. Like, people were paying Saban to make these episodes.
The actors were paying Saban to get the fucking script over with faster so they could leave. So that the main actor could get all of his over. So he could get the fuck off the set.
I have a theory about his ayahs, and that's that they recorded him doing one of them and just replayed it every time he did something.
See, you're probably not wrong, is the worst part. Like, that's realistic. Oh, God.
Anyway, I wanted to point out that, like, they had an entire series, Black RX, to take these scenes from, in the same way that they had the entirety of Zoo Ranger to do Power Rangers with. That is not so with VR Troopers. With VR Troopers, they threw all fucking caution to the wind. They were like, alright, there are four movies where the metal heroes are in them together. We're gonna use footage from those four fucking movies and make a whole series.
Wait, what Metal Heroes were VR Troopers based on?
VR Troopers were Metalder, Scheider, and Just Beyond.
Scheider? Not Gavon wasn't there?
No, it was not Gavon. Gavon appears several times during, like, a ton of times during footage where he's not supposed to be in it.
Oh, great.
But they never edited him out, and they use him in place of Just Beyond during a ton of different shots.
Well, why the fuck not?
To this day, if you search VR Troopers on Google, you will see, like, every metal hero in those images, because they didn't fucking differentiate them at all. I don't even remember the plot of VR Troopers. Maybe, like, they had, like, a million forms. Maybe that was the point?
Who knows? You should see stuff that wikis come up with to justify bad editing. There's, if you go on, like I said, I was on that Masked Rider kick earlier. If you go on the Kamen Rider wiki, there's a page about Masked Rider's forms, and one of the forms is the ZO form, where they say, oh, this is a mysterious green-colored form that's never explained. That shows up in a few shots. We're not sure how Dex Stewart managed to attain this form.
It's the... Are you sure that's not a joke?
I'm dead. I feel like you know what Kamen Rider Wiki is like. You've been there. You know what they're like. It's not a joke.
It's not a joke. If you want to have a really good time, go to the Kamen Rider Wiki and search something obscure about Kamen Rider.
There's shit on there you wouldn't believe in that wiki.
The best part about the Kamen Rider Wiki is that every actor has their own page that has links to all the characters that they've played, and the page is just like, played this person, and this person, and then a photo.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Even better when it's an actor who's only played one person. It's like, this actor played this person. Alright, see ya. Like, why don't you link to their IMDb page or something? You're wasting valuable server space.
Think about all the bandwidth that goes into keeping those fucking one actor pages up.
Yeah, Kamen Rider Wiki is a pretty good time.
Watch Masked Rider, though. If you don't watch anything about Masked Rider, and I can't blame you, because even little Bubsy-loving me couldn't watch that shit. I learned my lesson about Bubsy, but he still has a place deep in sub-cockles of my heart.
Disgusting person.
Awful. Those games are the worst games.
Bubsy is the Masked Rider of video games, very much.
Once they fucking re-release Bubsy, they should put that on the box. Bubsy is the Masked Rider of video games.
I watched
Liam Soji.
I watched Furbus's First Christmas way, way back.
That's what I was going to tell him to watch.
Around Christmas time, yeah.
If nobody watches anything else about Masked Rider, watch Furbus's First Christmas.
What a mind-blowing episode. I think Masked Rider himself appears for maybe 30 seconds in the whole episode.
You don't need that, motherfucker. It's all about Furbus.
Oh, of course not. It's called Furbus's First Christmas. Why would you watch Masked Rider if not to see Furbus or to see how they fucking butcher Shadow Moon?
Shadow Moon at the prom.
Oh my god, there was a... Oh. You know how much I love Shadow Moon, so it's painful to see what they did to him in Masked Rider. They turn him into like a brainwashed... It's like his friend is supposed to bring him an upgrade from another planet, but the upgrade takes him over and turns him into a Robo-Rider, and Masked Rider, like, beats the upgrade out of him. I don't know. It was a long time ago. What a fucking garbage show.
It is a 0 out of 10 show.
Truly...
One day they should give it the fucking, Mystery Science Theater 3000 treatment. Just get some people who are actually good at making jokes who aren't us to sit down and watch that shit.
They'd have a fucking field day.
For anybody who doesn't know, Furbus is Furby. That's it.
He's Alf if Alf couldn't talk.
And that's not better in this instance somehow. It's worse.
I want to hug Furbus. He's very huggable, I think.
No, he's not. He belongs in a fucking trash heap. He looks like garbage.
You know what? I think he's funny looking. Maybe not intentionally.
Yeah, so are you, but you don't get to be on TV shows.
That hurts.
But he's Furby. Like, he exists at the same time as fucking Furby started.
He is obviously there to cash in on that. I'd still hug him.
Garbage. Like, you were talking about me and fucking Bubsy. You're like over here like, I love Furbus.
Furbus
is the best.
I don't love Furbus, but he's like a pug. He's so dumb and stupid, and you just want to pick him up.
He is not like a pug. Pugs are beautiful creatures that should roam free around this world. Furbus belongs in a fucking trash compactor.
I'm sure he ends up in a garbage can at some point in the series.
I'm sure he ended up in a garbage can at the end of the series.
Yeah.
Because they just threw that shit right out.
I'm sure. Just like they did. You know they lost the Black RX suit after that series?
I don't doubt it. Like, Black RX sunk the fucking ship.
It was fucking... Like, Saban took the suit for the series, and then they were like, it's gone. Sorry. We were done with it.
I don't know what happened to it. We were moving around that fucking pig suit. the pig head suit from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and it just got lost. I don't know.
Oh, fuck Masked Rider. I mean, you should watch it, but...
Don't really.
It's like, you gotta learn a little bit about it. It's a piece of history.
It is. It was the first attempt at bringing Kamen Rider to us uncultured gaijin swine. And apparently the second attempt was better, some people say.
I've seen bits and pieces of Kamen Rider Dragon Knight, the Ryuki adaptation. But
which
I don't...
I figured you would be all over that, being such a Ryuki fanboy.
No, that's precisely the reason why I'm not all over that, is because the plot is nothing like Ryuki. It's about some alien warlord who kidnaps people or something. It's not Highlander, so who gives a fuck? Maybe one
Ryuki
day I'll watch it.
Ryuki wasn't Highlander.
Ryuki had a Highlander-ish premise of people who had to roam around fighting each other for some nebulous prize.
They had to roam around fighting each other for some nebulous prize and also eat dirt sometimes. Eat mud. Because it's all they had to eat.
Yeah. Wait, you talking about
they
Shin
had
Ken?
To eat?
Talking about
they had to eat
fucking Shin Ken Red again? Or
you know exactly what I'm fucking talking about? The Ryuki character who ate mud because he was too poor to afford anything else, but he could afford a fucking snakeskin jacket like it was nothing.
Oh, that the Asakura.
Yeah, Asakura.
Yeah. He probably stole the snakeskin jacket.
You know he did. He probably, like, stole it and then came back later to kill the guy.
Yeah, just for shits and gigs.
He just fucking felt like it.
Yeah.
But I've never seen Dragon Knight. Tell me how Dragon Knight is. Cause
I see some people saying it's better than Ryuki. They're probably wrong, but...
I couldn't imagine that. I really couldn't. My only connection to Dragon Knight whatsoever is the millions of shots of the blonde douchebag guy with the high collar making ridiculous faces when he transforms.
The American version of Kamen Rider Scissor. I don't know what his American name is, but he sneaking in those dumbass faces when he's transforming.
Which he apparently did on purpose.
I have deep respect for that man.
He's like, fuck it, my career's not going anywhere. Who cares?
When you're a toker, you might as well have fun with it, huh?
That's true. Eventually, you're going to be drinking water to live.
Shin Ken Red, we're so sorry.
If you listen to this podcast...
At least once an episode, we're going to take a shot at him.
I don't think we'll be able to continue that forever, but I've been proven wrong about that shit before.
We'll see, motherfucker.
Is there anything else you want to talk about this episode?
Nope, I didn't have time to watch any Kabuto this week, so that's that.
You're falling behind, man. You're slipping.
Falling behind, yeah. I'm still right at the end of the Gitak arc. I'm still basking in how great it was.
It really was. It really was. If I'm dead next episode, there'll be another guy here, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who.
I'll find someone.
He'll be shit, though.
I'll find someone.
It'll be one of Liam's stupid friends, so it'll be shit.
Anyways, is that all? We got everything?
That's all.
Okay, as usual, we got a Twitter, @RyderClubRadio. We have a Gmail, RyderClubRadio@gmail.com. We have a blog, RyderClubRadio.wordpress.com.
Has an RSS feed.
It has an RSS
Subscribe
feed.
Subscribe to that shit.
You can put it in your iTunes. You can put it into your RSS feed reader. Whatever the hell.
You can put it in your pocket.
Well, no, you can't. You could print out the link and put it in your pocket, I guess, but...
So can you put it in your pocket or not, motherfucker?
Yes. God damn. Just roll over and die already, for fuck's sake.
God, I'm trying. Alright, thanks for listening, everybody.
See you next week. ルール打ち壊すまで